We're holding the Mishnah Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, 8 lines from the top. The last Mishnah in the Perek. Noistin kli tachas haner lekabani tzoitzes. A person is allowed to place a utensil, a bowl, under a candle holder, under a candle, to mekabel under a ner, shemen or wax or whatever the ner, the fire, the flame is made out of. It's in a candle holder, but you don't want it to drip. So lekabel nitzoytzes directly under the candle. You're not a place this bowl. Now we're talking about the Gemara is going to discuss when we're talking about Shabbos or before Shabbos. If we're talking about on Shabbos, so obviously you can't lift the candle itself because the candle is muktzah according to everyone. It's muktzah because it's bosses to the asa to the shalheves, to the flame. So it could be the pshat is that noitzin kli tachas aner, just like we find vayishavrim tachas ahor, that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas tachas ahor means next to. So here also, you want to place this bowl next to the candle, that means tachas. You can't lift the actual thing. If it's Erev Shabbos, that's something else. But if it's on Shabbos, tachas has to mean next to. So number one, noitzin kli tachas aner lekabel nitzoytzes. V'le'itin l'techa mayim ibnei shu mechaber. But you can't put water in that bowl, because then you are extinguishing. What are you extinguishing? The flames, the flickers, the nitzoytzes that are going to drop into this water is considered you being mechaber. Mechaber. So you're not allowed to be mechaber, you're not allowed to extinguish. Nitzoytzes are little sparks. Sparks. So the sparks, which are fire, are falling directly into the bowl, so you're being mechaber. The Gemara is going to discuss exactly what we're referring to. Frek the Gemara, the first question. You're taking a kli, you're placing it where sparks are going to sit on it. It's going to accept the sparks, so it's going to be mevata the kli. The sparks are muktzah, so now you're being mevata the kli. You can't move the kli anymore. Which is the shitas Rav Yosef? We had the Gemara in Daf Mem Gimel. What's the reason you're allowed to take a bowl and place it on top and not below a egg? So Rav Yosef said because mevata kli mechonoi. Rabbi said, because of enkli nitel l'tzorich dovar nitel, you can only move a utensil for something itself that's movable. So over here, the Gemara is not asking that, because over there, we already answered, nitzoytzitz is atzolam etzuyah heteru. Something that's common, we allowed you to take muktzah for something that's not movable. So you can ask over here, v'o enkli nitel l'tzorich dovar nitel, the answer is, atzolam etzuyah heteru, we allowed it for a hefzid, for something that's motzu, and it's a motzu, the Gemara said. So we're talking about Dafka Enk and Mevata Kli Mechonoi. So what happened to Mevata Kli Mechonoi? Now, Mevata Kli Mechonoi, we had the Rashi before said it's considered like Kein Boina, because like you Mevat, like as if you Mevat lit over there that you Mechabre Betit, so it's like Boina. And later on, Rashi, later on, Dafkuf Chavches says it's Kein Soisa, because you're like you're breaking the usage of this Kli. You can't use it anymore. It's like you broke it, like soisa. Now, zok di gemara, v'kom vatakli mechonoi. Omer avu nebrei davshua, nitzoytzes ein b'mamesh. No, it's not called vatakli mechonoi. Nitzoytzes do not have a mamesh. There's no mamoshes in the nitzoytzes. So it's not called you vatakli mechonoi. Zok Rashi, ein ben mamesh, mishekovu umuta litlon. Rashi says, when is it ein ben mamesh? After they are extinguished. That means the nitzoytzes, those sparks, are flammable, then they're extinguished, and then it's aimed by mamish. And then you're allowed to be lit nitel. Then you're allowed to carry, then you're allowed to take the ash. Then you're allowed to move that lit lon. That's the mashmois. The Magen Avraham Reish Samachei is medactic in this Rashi that it's dafka when it's kovu, mashma, before that, before it's kovu, you're not allowed to be nitel them. In fact, the Prima Godim in Rashi Yosef, why should it be also? After all, the kli is not a bosses to the nitzoytzes. The nitzoytzes are bottled to the kli. The kli is much more chomer. Elamai, you're worried that what? That you might be mechaber the nitzoytzes. That's not called a maisa kibui b'yadayim. That's dovashen miskaven. And miskaven is mutter. You're allowed to even move a candle, we said in Maskonos HaGemara, Kong Teb Shimon. The only reason is bosses dovah osa. So what's the problem with moving the utensil that's holding the nitzoytzes? If it's before that got extinguished, the kli is not bosses to a dova osa. It's like it's much more less choshev. The kli is the butter to the kli. So ein Chacham, the Rambam appears Mishnayis is talking Mashmoyis that this din is Ein Bo and Mamash even before Kavu. Mutar Litlon even before Kavu. Now the Lashon of Mutar Litlon, what's it referring to? So the Mogen Avraham says, Nit Litlon is referring to Mashmat that's going on the Nitzoytzitz. And in fact, the Mogen Avraham, why should the Nitzoytzitz itself be allowed to be moved? They're like Muktzah, they're like Afer, they're like ashes. So he says that you have to be Goris in Rasha, Mutar Litloy. You're allowed to carry the bowl, not the Nitzoytzitz itself. Nitzoytzitz itself are indeed Muktzah. Lemaisa, there are those that are mechalik. I think the Eli Rabbi is mechalik between Afer of Akira, which is Taka Mukta, to Nitzoytzis. Nitzoytzis is Taka Ein Boy Mamish, and you're allowed to even move them, Umuta Litlon, and it can be Goris Litlon. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Velo Yitain, Letoichoy Mayim. You can't put water in that bowl, Mimdeshu Mechabe, because you're extinguishing. Lemet Nan Stomach Reb Yoisi. You're telling me they not have water in the bowl that you're putting next to the flame, because it's considered extinguishing the nitzoytzes, that's like Rabbi Yossi. Why? The Omar, goyrem lekibui is osur. When you're indirectly causing kibui, not directly, I'm not doing a ma'is b'yadayim, I'm only goyrem kibui is osur. There's a machlek as Rabbi Yossi and Rabbonon, later on in Perek Kol Kisvei, if there's a fire, God forbid, taking place in a person's home. So, if it's not talking about a sakonas defoshes, we're just talking about saving your home. So Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to make a mechitza of all types of bowls and all types of barrels and all types of pottery, fill it up with water. So once the fire is going to go and hit that area, it's going to bust, break open the container of water, and the water is going to extinguish the fire. I didn't directly extinguish the fire. It was indirectly. That's Garim Lekibui. So over there, there's a machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbonon. Rabbi Yossi says that it's also to do that. Rabbanan say you're allowed to take kli cheres and have earthenware utensils filled up with water and make a mechitz of kalim, and that's considered gram kibui is mutter. Rabbi Yosef says gram kibui is also. Because since it's going to explode, and then it's going to extinguish. That's a grammar, and it's also. So our mission that says you're not allowed to fill up the bowl with water is like a b'yosef, but it's only a grammar. Zog di mole lemetan stomach b'yosef. The Omar Gurm Lakibui also. Even Rabbi Yossi, when does he forbid the utensils around the fire in the home? Ema the Omar Rabbi Yossi b'Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to take those kalim and put them around. But on Erev Shabbos, and we're assuming our Mishnah is talking about Erev Shabbos, that you're allowed to place the kli tachas aner, but you can't put it with water in there. On Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi never asked it. Just like you do many things on Erev Shabbos. Not to put a net before Shabbos and be tzad dogim and trap. You're not doing a mice on Shabbos. So if it's a gemara, if it's a Rabbi Yossi b'Shabbos. Even Rabbi Yossi in Perek Kol Kisvei that says, gram kibui is osur, that's a Shabbos itself. You can't take licheres with water. But be Erev Shabbos miyomar, Erev Shabbos you're allowed to do many melachas that happen on their own. So over here we're talking about noisik li tachas aner, uvach li tichel mayim, is talking about Erev Shabbos. You're going to tell me our mission is talking about Shabbos. And that's what I said before. If it's Shabbos, then it means next to it, can lift the candle itself. It says clearly in the Braisa. Our mission is talking about both. You're allowed to place the kli under the ner to mekabel nitzotzes even on Shabbos, which means next to. And for sure, you're allowed to place it before Shabbos. And you can't place water in the bowl because it's considered extinguishing. Me'erev Shabbos, even on before Shabbos. Ve'ein zochel on b'Shabbos, and for sure you can't put the water in the bowl on Shabbos itself. But we see clearly it's also even on Erev Shabbos. And that's halakha Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi only said his din of gram kibui in Perek Kol Kisvei on Shabbos itself. On Erev Shabbos, not. Why would Erev Shabbos be a Shabbos? Why would Erev Shabbos be a problem? Why would Erev Shabbos over here be a problem? We know that Erev Shabbos is never a problem, but right, Rabbi Yossi also. So maybe after the Gemara's Teretz, it makes more sense. The Gemara is going to say that over here you're doing more than a groma. And that's why it's also even on Erev Shabbos. Zok the Gemara, it's a Xeris. The Gemara is going to explain. Zok the Gemara, Elom Ravashi, a new pshat. You don't have to say that our mission is according to Rabbi Yossi, that's Gram Kribi is also. No. Even according to Rabbanan over there that say that it's mutter to place Klei Cheres filled up with water as a mechitza around a burning home, that's Dafka over there because it's a groma. Elom Ravashi, afilu tem rabbonon that say over there it's muta. Shiny hoch over here, they agree it's also. Why? Even on Erev Shabbos. Bimnesha Mekarves Kibuyov. Mekarves Kibuyov Zakt Rashi. You're bringing closer the extinguishing of the Nitzoitzes. Lehedya. Vahavale Mechaba Mamish. It's like you're Biodayim being Mechaba. If you would have done it on Shabbos. So we made Xerah even Erev Shabbos, you can't. If we're going to allow you to do this on Erev Shabbos, you might do this on Shabbos. And doing this on Shabbos is a Maisib Kibui Mamish. When it's only a Groma, so then we don't say that it's also on Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says that even Rabbi Yossi forbids it on Shabbos, it's only Erev Shabbos. But here it's a Maisib Kibui Mamish, so then it's also. Why is this a Maisib Kibui Mamish? So Rashi before that says, Elomar Vashi, when the fire comes and hits the Kli Cheres, so then it's Pokalu, then the Kli Cheres only breaks, combustion, it breaks open, and then the water extinguishes the fire. That's a Groma. Here you're putting water directly in a bowl under the fire. And that's why it's also even Erev Shabbos. This is good. Because it's Mechaba Mamish. This is called Mechaba Mamish. This is not some type of indirect thing. This is Mechaba. Now, why is this called Mechaba Mamish? So Rashi says the reason is because when you have a Kli Cheres, it's a secondary step. First, the Kli Cheres breaks, and then the water extinguishes. Mashikin of here, it's a bowl. So the Nitzoytzes are Mechaba Mamish. That's one pshat. Tosus has numerous pshatim. And Tosus wants to say, so first of all, so why is the Gemara called the Mekarv Kibuyov? The Gemara should say the Mechabe Mamashu. Mekarv Kibuyov just means you bring the Kibuy closer. So that the Ritva says, just like we find the Gemara in Bava Kamed Af Yud, the Gemara says that Hikei Wasor B'nei Odom, if 10 people beat up a person, then the last guy that kills him, and he dies from the last guy's blow, he's chayev. Why? Kirv misosoi. He brought his misa closer. Over there, kirv misosoi means he's a murderer. He's a retzeach. And it's called kirv misosoi. Mm-hmm. So here also, mekarav es kibuyov means I'm the one who was mechaber. That's another way of saying of being mechaber. As I stated in Britva. Now, the din of being mechaber mamish, so we said even according to Rabbonon. So there's a numerous pshatim. One pshat is, besides what Rashi says, Rashi says because it's a grammar, because it's indirectly. By the Kli Cheres, maybe the fire will get extinguished before it even hits the Kli Cheres, when it travels. Masha'enka by Nitzoytzoys, it's for sure b'machabit. It's spark, boom, water, spark, water. The water is right by the spark. So it's a vadai. Masha'enka by it's only a suffix. The fire is traveling. Maybe the fire will peed out and it'll get extinguished on its own before it gets the Kli Cheres. Maybe when it hits the Kli Cheres, it'll go out then. Before it breaks open the Kli Cheres. So that's why it's different. That's how the Ritva wants to learn. So over here, it's Nitzoytzes for sure Mechaba, so the Gor is the Erev Shabbos. Mashek and Kalim is Mutter, Yikom to Rabbonin, even on Shabbos, not a Vadai. That's called the Groma. Tosfos over here says that the difference is, by a utensil that's right next to the Nitzoytzes, you might lift the bowl. You might lift the bowl and go into the Nitzoytzes. So that's why it's called Mechaba Mamish. That's the Chashash. And Mashenkein, that's the first brand of Tosfos. Mashenkein by the barrels, you're not lifting it. It's sitting there. And then it breaks it open. That's called the Gram Kibui. Rabbi Natam says another difference is that Ein Lem Hefsik, meaning it's an open bowl. It's not covered. An open bowl, so we see directly as a Kibui. Mashenkein Klicheris is a closed utensil. A closed earthenware utensil. So over there it's called a groma. Then Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that even mechitza's mayim is mutter. You're allowed to place even water directly. So we see not like that. We see even open is mutter. According to Rabbanon, it's allowed to put around the house even a mechitza of mayim. So Tosfos wants to say the difference is that the fire doesn't fall into the water. Over here, the Nitzoytzes, the fire falls into the water. Over there, it's not the fire falling into the water. So that's the difference. Or he says, the Rishalmi maybe argues on the Bavli. The Rishalmi allows even open water directly. That's something else. When it's Sakonas the Foshes, any Chashash, Sakonas the Foshes. We'll see later on in the Gemara, there's a Chashash Shemi Yechabe, so sometimes we allow Gram. But when there's a suffix Sakona of nefashas, even if people left the home, if the neighbor's home can catch fire. Mm-hmm. In the olden days especially, one home can burn down a whole block. So it's
attached housing.
Attached housing, of course. Right. A complex. It's a different situation. Now look at the last three lines of Tosis. Very interesting. Umasher gilim los is mayim b'schuchish kongin lampa. You know, sometimes people light Hanukkah candles. They put water in and then oil. So Zaktei says, what, putting water on the bottom of the oil, so maybe that's called gram kibui, it's the water directly, and then it's going to get extinguished. That's not called being makar the kibui. My intent is not to extinguish. My intent is to raise this flame, to make it higher. So there he can't be shaykh lemigzar, because he might do this in Shabbos, and it's mutter, even according to Rabbi Yossi, kosh can according to Rabbonon. Maybe said nitzotzes fall into the oil itself. Teretz says no. About it, there's no problem. That is not the problem. Now in Shulchan Aruch we pass can raise samachay that you're allowed to take water under shemen and taka put it in. Now the etzin din of being mekar of kibuyov, anytime you have a timer and an air conditioner goes off. So being mekarv the kibui, Erev Shabbos, you're being mekarv the kibui. So Chazanish was machmir because of that reason on timers, on clocks, time clocks, because it's kein this din of a Shabbos clock, is mekarv the kibuyov. That's what it's chumrah. Hadran aloch, hadran aloch kira, hadran aloch kira, hadran aloch kira. Zog the Mishnah. Ba me toimnim, uva me ein toimnim. Hatmona means preserving heat. Now, if you are toimin on Erev Shabbos, if you do this on Erev Shabbos, then you're not allowed to be toimin. You can't. It's machlokes showing him what's called atmana, but pashas means all surrounded on all sides is enclosed. The preserving of that heat on Erev Shabbos to a food item is usur if it is moisif hevel, if it adds on heat. Certain things that you enclose and wrap and insulate. Certain things that you insulate are moisef hevel, they're moisef heat. So those are also even on Erev Shabbos. To take that kugel and insulate it from all sides is also even on Erev Shabbos. Now, on Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to insulate even if it's not moisef hevel, even if it doesn't add on any heat. The reason why you can't add on, be insulate when it adds on heat, because maybe you'll insulate with coals, ashes, and then you'll come to realization that one second, these ashes are not hot enough. So you come to be mechata. And then if you mechata, if you stoke it, it's called bir mamish. On Shabbos, even if it's not moisef hevel, is because you'll come to realize that maybe it's still cold, it's not hot enough. So maybe be mechata in mevash on Shabbos. So ba metoimnim ba mein toimnim. What are the different items that are considered that they're moisef hevel? And what are the items that do not add on heat? So those are also on Shabbos. The ones that add on heat are also on Erev Shabbos. If it doesn't add on heat, it's mutan Erev Shabbos. So what are the different items that are considered moisef hevel and what are not? Zog the Mishnah. Ba'amit toimnim, ein toimnim. What are you allowed to be toimnim with? What are you not allowed to be toimnim with? Ein toimnim lo be gefes. Gefes is the pulp. The Gemara is going to say pulp from an oil press, an olive oil press, or pulp from a sesame press. What kind of pulp is moisef hevel? These are the ones that are moisef hevel. What are you not allowed to be toimin with on Erev Shabbos? That's moisef hevel, the pulp of oil. V'loy bezevel, or fertilizer. V'loy bemelach, or salt. V'loy besid, sid is lime. V'loy bechoil, or sand. Sand is moisef hevel. Bein lachin, bein yevashin. It doesn't make a difference if these items, the sand is wet, or if it's dry. Both of them, it's moisef hevel. Now Rashi, in the first Mishnah, the first Rashi in Bemet Toimin, says, habolas salak kedegam al kira. If you're coming to remove a pot off the fire, off the kira, ula toimno bedova ache, now you come to be matmit in something else. Zogdu Rashi, v'amachomim ein toimno bedova meisiv hevel, ela bedova maimit hevel. On Erev Shabbos, you can only be toimno in something that's maimit hevel. Miwa meisiv osen, what are considered the ones that are meisiv hevel? Why does Rashi say, l'sale kedega? Why does Rashi say, you're removing it off the fire, means it's hot? Maybe it seems to imply dafka when it's hot. But let's say you're taking something cold, so then it's moisef hevel, then it would be mutter. So the truth is, because one of the things mentioned in the Mishnah is choil, sand. Sand, the makeup of sand is that something hot, then it's moist of hevel. But something that's cold, sand is not going to be moist of hevel. So Rashi says, Habolasala kederim al gabe kira, dafka, by some of them it's dafka me ala kira. For instance, by choyl. Oh. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Veloy beteven. Now we said that these things, say if it's wet or say if it's dry, they're moist of hevel. Veloy beteven, what about straw? You also can't be matmin in there. Veloy bezagin, zagin are the skins of grapes. Veloy bemuchin, muchin are either feathers or fur or anything that is soft, zog Rashi. Koldova rach kori muchin, tsemegefen. So all these type of things are moist of hevel. Veloy ba'asovin or grass, bizman shein lachin. These, however, the last list in the Mishnah is only when they're wet. That's when they're moist of hevel. But these you're allowed to be toimim when they're dry. Now, zog the Gemara. The Tosfos right away points out on the bottom, in the beginning of the Perek, that we're talking about boshel veloy boshel. We're talking about something that is not totally cooked. Avo kidre chaisa, but something that is already, that is totally raw. U boshel, or something that's totally cooked. Those are mutter. Zog the benetam, no. Ve'eni yor benetam. Do isen l'uk masisim b'stam kederus. We can assume our mission is talking about a regular kedera. Shem uvu sholem, which is cooked. Ben ashmoshes. It's already mevushel. Why should it be any different than the previous perek? The ma'ir be'boshel kamachem and desoy. We're talking about that it's mevushel kamachem and desoy. So the doctor ben etam sheyesh the chalik ben ashol atmona. There's a difference between the last perek between shia and atmona. The vad el hashe is mutter kshumachem and desoy. Avad it's mutter to be mashem when it's machem and desoy. That's mutter. We said according to Chananya, it's mutter to be shoya b'chamachem and desoy without gor v'kotum. Because soaking something that's already kamachem and desoy is not going to make a difference by kamachem and desoy. Chitum ad is not going to do anything. Why? Sharem meguluhu v'sholat be'avira. It's not enclosed. It's not insulated. So it's not going to do the job. Aval hatamana she'oisin l'tzorch mochar. But hatamana, which is meant for tomorrow, I want tomorrow's. I'm insulating for the next day. V'hu mutman yesh loch Hashem yichata. So the chashash is, By Hashia, something that's very kamachem and dusoy, there's no chash of yichata because it's not insulated. The chitu is not going to do the job. So that's why machem and dusoy, you're allowed to be shoya. Masha'en kein, there's no chash of yichata. You don't need gar v'kotum. Masha'en kein by atmon, since atmon is insulating it for tomorrow, so then since you have a whole day till tomorrow, so yichata will help. There's a chash of yichata. And that's where the chashem yichata, even when it's kamaicha ben dusoi. That's the Tosfos learns over here. She is leaving it on the stove. Leaving it on the stove, kamaicha ben dusoi, when it's cooked a half or a third, according to Chananya's mutter, there's no chashem yichata, even without gar v'kotum. That's because it's open, it's not insulated, so it's not going to do the job, the chitui. It's already done. Masha ain't get something which is for tomorrow, so then you have a whole day, so then the whole night still, so the chash shem yichata. So the Torah says, Shema'at chitu yimoye loy litofis choymoy. V'goz v'la hatu m'chol dobra ha'moyis of hevel gzera shemiyat v'remet, because he might come to be matmen his ashes, and over there is the chash shem yichata. Now, that's what Torah says over here. Torah says earlier, on Daf Lamed Ches, Omed Beis, says the opposite. He says that hatmona, which is for tomorrow, there's no chash of chitui. Why? Because it's going to be warm up on its own anyways. For the next 10 hours, it's sitting on the chitui. So, Mela, there's no problem of chitui. For the next 10 hours, it's mutman. So, it's moist of hevel. There's no chash of chitui. Mashenka is something which you need for that night. So, there's a chash of chitui. So, we see the opposite as far as something that's for tomorrow. So, let it sit on its own. It's going to do the job. Chon's going to cook on its own over the whole night. No chash. So, then you could be matmin when it's machab and dusoy. The Ritva says a swara that once you're matmin, you're megala das that you're nichalei that it should be hot. So mele is a chash shem yichata. The Beis Yosef even brings a Ben Yeruchim that says that even mitzdamek v'raloi by hatmor is a chash shem yichata. And you can't be matmin even by mitzdamek v'raloi. Zog the Gemara. See the last Gemara. Ibayelu. We ask the following question. Gefesh al zeisim. Are we talking about the pulp of olive oil that's left over in the press, which is moist of hevel if you if you insulate food in the in that pulp, aval the shumshumim, but if it's sesame pulp, so shape domi, that doesn't, is not moisif hevel. Oy domi the shumshum in tanan, we're talking about sesame pulp. The coach can zaysim, for sure zaysim, olives, which is for sure hotter. So talking about toshma domi rabzeir, mishum chad vei rabianai. Rabzeir said, in the name of, in the Bismedish, in the name of one of the rabianais, kupa shetomambo, if you have a kupa that you were tomambo, a kupa that you were, did insulation in, osla anicha, you're not allowed to place it where, al gefesh al zaysim. It says black and white, you're not allowed to place it on a gefesh of zaysim. So it says olive, pulp of olive oil. Shemam rosh al zaysim tanan. Zogtamo, no, there's no raya. That's not talking about atamona. Lo oilo meim alochli na atamona de shum shenami also. When it comes to atamona, even sesame, you're not allowed to be matmin in. Le inyan asuke. Mashenke, and that sugya is talking about asuke. Tafem chesam et aleph. Linyan asuke havlo. De zesim maski havlo. De shum shenami maski havlo. Over there, we're talking about that you're placing a kupa on top of a gefes. Not that you're being matmin it around it. The gefes is myla hevel, so that's matiach, and that cooks and boils it up. Zaysim, mashenken shumshimin don't have that characteristic to be able to be masik havlo, and that's the difference between zaysim and shumshim. The oil when it comes to atamana shumshimin also would be also. Here we're talking about masik havlo; that's a whole different thing. We'll stop over here at Tapa Memches.